Now we're going to do Deerbrook, D-E-E-R-B-R-O-O-K, Hospital Emergency Room on 9-4-2022. Patient seen by Dr. Maedo, M-A-E-D-O, M-A-E-D-O. First patient is D.L., is a 21-year-old woman seen with pelvic pain, blood in the urine, diagnosed with UTI. After Rocephin was given, sent home with Cipro and Uribel. That's U-R-I-B-E-L. Left message for the patient. But the care was on the money. Next patient was B.B., 22-year-old child seen with positive strep. URI symptoms noted, treated with Bromfet Amoxil. The family liked Dr. Maedo very well. Next patient is KB, 19-year-old woman seen with chest pain and shortness of breath, positive COVID. Had full workup, including CTA, which was negative. Treated with albuterol, Tesol, and Paxlovid. Liked the doctor very well, already doing great, in quotation. Next patient is JS, is a 6-month-old baby with fever, cough, runny nose, diagnosed with bronchiolitis. Negative viral swab, treated with NEB treatment, left message for the family. Next patient is SH, 84-year-old woman seen with rash on the shoulder, diagnosed with zoster, treated with Benadryl, Valtrex, and Triamcinolone. The phone number was disconnected when I called it. Next patient is JM, 16-year-old young lady, status post MBA with neck and body ache. Tox screen showed THC, CBC, CMP, C-spine, CT of the head, CT of the chest, all negative. In the ER, treated with Toradol, morphine, Zofran, sent home with Xanidine and Ultram. Patient was very happy with the care. Already doing better, not taking very much medication. Next patient is BM, 18-year-old male with trouble breathing. Chest x-ray showed bronchitis. Swab test negative, diagnosed with otitis media, bronchitis, treated with dexamethasone, prednisone, doxycycline, Bromfen, and albuterol. Left message for the patient to come. Appropriate complete workup. Next patient is GGJ, 36-year-old male with ankle pain. Status post fall at home. Patient had a bimalleolar ankle fracture. Dr. Maedo, M-A-A-D-O, called the orthopedist, went over the care with him, and documented it, which was great. She also went on to do lab tests, COVID testing, and pre-op evaluation so patient can be ready for his operation as soon as the orthopedist was ready. Patient was discharged home to follow up with him at a later date. Again, great fortitude and workup. Patient did not answer the phone. Probably see an orthopedist today. Next patient is AM, is a 4-year-old child with sinus issues, URI symptoms, diagnosed with URI, swab test negative. And they give him Bromfet DM. Mom was happy with the care, no issues. Next patient is OS, 28-year-old male, seen with discharge from the penis, diagnosed with urethritis. Treated with Rocephin, doxycycline, doing better. Waiting for GC and chlamydia cultures. The patient was happy with the care. Next patient is HT, is a 24-year-old male with stomach pains, vomiting, diarrhea. Blood pressure was elevated initially, which came down. Full workup, including CT of the abdomen, was negative. Treated with IV fluid, Zofran. Felt much better when he left, and the phone number was disconnected. Next patient is PV, is a 53-year-old man. He comes in with syncope, defecation, urination at the time of syncope while sitting in the barber shop. Blood pressure 90 over 60, cardiac workup negative, D-dimer was 2290, tox screen negative, CPK negative, EKG sinus tach with a couple of short runs of VTAC. Unfortunately, placing an IV was a problem. Dr. Maedo ordered the CTA but was not done. Patient subsequently sent to Herman Memorial Woodlands. I did speak to the nurse there that tells me, oh, and Dr. Maedo diagnosed patient with pulmonary embolus, which was probably just based on clinical findings, although there was not S1, Q3, T3 changes on the EKG, but he did have a high D-dimer. His HNH was 9 and 29. The nurse in the CCU was reluctant to give any information, but she told me that patient did not have an MI and did not have pulmonary embolus, period. Later, when I was able to get a hold of the wife, she told me that patient was suffering from GI bleed and his cardiac symptoms may have been due to the GI bleed, but nevertheless, the workup was complete. The discharge was timely. The wife was very happy with the care in Deerbrook. It's just the diagnosis of pulmonary embolus that needs to be adjusted since no CTA was done. And patient's O2 sat was 99%. Period. Next patient is J.O. is a 50-year-old woman with a swollen red eye, treated with conjunctivitis, treated with Polytrim, P-O-L-Y-T-R-I-M. She said that she suffered till, again, last night, went back to the emergency room and got different antibiotic drops that had steroids in it, but nevertheless was very happy with the care that was provided to her. Next patient is SK, 20-year-old with sore throat, treated with bicillin, diagnosed with pharyngitis. No one answered the phone. Next patient is KR, 59-year-old with nausea, vomiting, stomach pain, left before triage. She did not answer the phone to provide an explanation. Next patient is CD. She he's a 5-year-old with fever. Patient was not seen when I called to ask why. She said that the nurse was lecturing her about 100 point something is not considered a fever and they shouldn't have come to the emergency room, so she got upset and left. I told her that the nurse should have never told them that. Patient was seen on 9/4/2022 at midnight. Just so you know. That was the nurse on duty. But she felt better after I talked to her, and she said she will come back and use us again in the future. Thank you.